Just as a reminder, today is the greatest day in the Islamic calendar, as the greatest night is Laylatul Qadr, in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. In the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, today the 9th is the greatest day, and it is the greatest day in the whole year also. And on this day, the best wazifa which every Nabi used to read was the fourth kalima. So we should try and read the fourth kalima in abundance. Ashhadu la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, bi yadihi al-khayr wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Those are the words that come. If we are used to yuhyi wa yumeet, we can read that also. But the actual words are this: la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. These are the greatest words, so we should try and read them in abundance on this day. And also the ibadat of this day is the most beloved to Allah Ta'ala. And the ibadat which Allah loves, which is so beloved to Allah, is not so difficult for us, very easy, only the fourth kalima. So if we can, at least very minimum is 100 times. If we can read it 500 times, 1,000 times, take out some time to sit in one place and read it. And besides that, while walking around, driving, etc., we must also read it. But at least try and read one tasbih, some 300, while sitting with full concentration. It is very greatly rewarding. On this is the day that Allah loves the ibadat of His servants the most. And the most Allah loves is the recitation of the fourth kalima. Of course, our other ibadat of our farz namazes, etc., all that must also be there. And then on these days, we have started now with the takbir at tashriq. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. So many times Allahu Akbar comes in this takbir. And we should bring the greatness of Allah in our hearts. Not only read the takbir, but we pay no attention to the meaning. Without even paying attention, the value of it is very great by Allah Ta'ala. But by paying attention, concentration, thinking of the meaning, that reward is so great that reading it without concentration is also very great. But that will be nothing compared to reading it with concentration. So we should understand the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. We should read this takbir on the fact that Allah gave us hidayah. And what is this hidayat? Our whole hidayat, we brought Iman, Islam. But particularly reference is here, that in the month of Rajab, which was the month for our namazes to come right. Then the month of Shaban, to make Tawbah and Istighfar. And what to say of the month of Ramadan. What all the ibadat of Ramadan. The first 10 days that Allah Ta'ala's mercy, emancipation from the fire of Jahannam, Allah's forgiveness, and a person has achieved that, now he's ready to meet Allah. So then the season of Hajj comes in immediately. On the first of Shawwal, the month after Ramadan, the season of Hajj starts. Now Allah says, you are fit to come to my house. All this is the hidayat of Allah, that He has guided you. And when you go to the house of Allah, then labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik, la sharika laka, labbaik, inna alhamda wa ni'mata lak wal mulk. How beautiful this reading is. And then the tawaf of the Kaaba. You have come now to your beloved's house, and you are so passionate and you love your beloved so much that you are just going around the house, 7 rounds of our tawaf. And there also labbaik, etc. And we are making our tawaf. And then we fulfill the rites of Hajj. Then on the 8th, go to Mina. And then on the 9th, to Arafat, which is the greatest day. This hidayat of Allah, this going closeness to Allah, is just progressing all the time. Going to higher and higher levels all the time. Even if we are not gone for Hajj, our thoughts must be there. And then on the, after the 9th, the 10th, that a person goes and makes his tawaf again. And then he goes to Mina, and then the height of this hidayat, that he slaughters the animal. And that slaughtering really is not the outward slaughtering that is there, that we have to do. But the reality, we slaughter our desires. We are slaughtering ourselves also. We are slaughtering our children and family also. Everything in the love of Allah. This is that hidayat. A person has reached that place, stage now, that he slaughters everything in the love of Allah. And that is the total submission to Allah Ta'ala. And this Allah says, لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ. This takbir we are reading, that Allah took us on this path, on this journey towards Him, and we have sacrificed ourselves for Allah Ta'ala. So in the happiness of that, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illa Allahu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahil hamd. All praise is due to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah grant us this reality, not just that we read it, which we must read, and read it with passion and nicely, audibly, loudly, but with the reality and the meaning of it, and that we are actually going through that journey. And for us who are not there, the qurbani we will be making. We all call it qurbani, it is qurbani. What is the meaning of qurbani? Sacrifice. So it's not just the sacrifice of the animal, but sacrifice of our desires. And at least what we must sacrifice, that on each day we don't break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. That is, that man and woman, between whom there is parda, we don't observe parda. We break the laws of Allah. That should not be the case. Even if it is the immediate families, like the sons who are married, that the wives are there. The daughters who are married, their husbands are there. There is parda between them. And find out from the ulama that parda is not difficult to observe. Very easy to observe. But let us observe it, not break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And the other very big guna which we are falling into is that we are making photos of our qurbani, making videos of it, selfies, etc. That qurbani, the meaning is sacrifice. And what was the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam? When he was putting the knife on his son, the whole world, all the malaika, all the creation stood on edge and may plead that, O Allah, let this not happen. Let not Ismail be slaughtered here. And Ibrahim alayhi salam sacrificed that. But Allah Ta'ala put a ram in its place. Similarly, when Ibrahim alayhi salam was being flung into the fire, at that time also the whole creation said, O Allah, let this not happen. That your Khalil, your friend is going in the fire, that is not happen. All that sacrifices of Ibrahim alayhi salam, let us not put water over it. Us par pani na pher de. That we forget all that and we are taking selfies, we are making videos, we are not observing parda, we are breaking the laws of Allah. A day of happiness when Allah loves our ibadat, we go out there and we break His laws. And we make him unhappy. Let that not happen. Let us observe the laws of Allah Ta'ala. لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ. And that we express the greatness of Allah that He has guided us. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And for those people who make Allah's ibadat in such a way as though they are seeing Allah Ta'ala. That is ihsan. أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ. That we know the laws of Allah, we observe them. فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاهُ. If we are not have reached that stage of seeing Allah, the Qudrat of Allah, the presence of Allah, then at least know that Allah is watching us. And that we know Allah is watching us, then we don't break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq, the reality of this, the happiness and joy of it, and that we make ourselves happy, we make shaitan happy, and we make Allah unhappy. That will be no Eid whatsoever. Eid will be we make Allah happy and Allah makes us happy. And we put shaitan to shame. We don't make him happy. We let him be humiliated and disgraced. That will be the real day of Eid. Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.